Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking 6 credit card fees that can break your bank account.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
So we always hear about fees, right? There's fees in your investment accounts. There's fees in everything. There's fees in your bank accounts. But most people don't talk about the fees that actually sit, or I call them lurk, in your credit cards. And there was a recent article out by creditcards.com. I'm definitely linking in the show notes. You should definitely go over there and read it. That said that the average credit card has 6 potential fees, right? Some credit cards have more fees, some credit cards have less fees. Let's go over those fees before we kind of dive in here. So number one is annual fee. And that's something that I hear arguments about all the time, like, oh my gosh, I don't want to get that particular credit card, particularly with rewards and cashback credit cards, because they do have annual fees. Number two, late payment fee. That sucks all the way around, right? Because that is just you not making the payment on time. And the late payment fee actually has a lot of ripple effects. Number three is balance transfer fees. Again, I hear a lot of complaints about, I want to do a balance transfer, but that silly 3% fee that the credit card company is charging, I just can't get around that. Number four, foreign transaction fee. If you've traveled anywhere internationally, I'm sure you hate this fee. It's something that you don't plan for, you don't put in your budget, and then all of a sudden you come home, and if you have one of the cards that do not have a 0% foreign transaction fee, you start to feel it in your next bill, right? Number five is a cash advance fee. I am a huge, non-proponent. I do not like cash advances on credit cards. I think it's one of the worst ways to use your credit cards. So if you need money and you have to use cash advance, fine, I get it, right? But it shouldn't be probably the first place you look. Number six is over the limit fee. Another, again, just stupid fee if you happen to go over the limit. I recently just did a podcast on a credit card that we used while we were on vacation, and I hit like a mid cycle and I wasn't remembering it. I didn't reset kind of a notice for myself, and I actually hit this fee and I freaked out because of the amount of interest they wanted to charge me. But alas, I got that reversed. And number seven is a returned payment fee. I think this one is probably one of the most ridiculous fees. You're probably like, what exactly is that? So late payment and cash advance fees, they're normally universal, right? So these are fees that you're going to find on almost every single credit card you have. The late payment fee, like I said, is one of these fees that can really hurt your credit score. And the most important piece of your credit score is literally, are you paying your bills on time? And so oftentimes people are like, oh, I have a bad credit score, but I can't figure out why. And so the number one question is, are you making your payments on time? And, you know, if I hear a pause or a no, then we can quickly diagnose why that's happening. And I just think there's almost no excuse for it these days because of all of the reminders that we can set on our alarms, on our phones, on our calendars. But I've done it in the past. I've made a late payment without even knowing that I was missing the payment. And so I've had to call and get that late payment reversed. And look, usually if you know you've done this maybe once a year or it's infrequent, you can get these things reversed. Now, if you're like a chronic late paymenter person, I'm just going to like say it very bluntly, like you need to figure that out because it is literally the number one piece of your credit score. And you know, it's so easy to pay these things on time now. Just set an auto payment or some sort of feature that literally almost slaps you in the face and reminds you that you need to make that payment. I know a lot of people are not fans of the auto pay. So just set yourself calendar reminders that pop up on your phone, like literally 5 days ahead of time, right? And then put another one that's like 2 days before the actual due date, like in all capital letters. So it reminds you like, hey, did you actually make the payment? And if you didn't make the payment, what I found is because I'm such like a busy, distracted person, I literally, when that alarm or that calendar item pops up on my phone, I have to stop every single thing. And then I have to go execute because if I just hit like the, you know, snooze button or, you know, cancel button on that reminder, I know I will completely forget. So for me, like when I start getting to the point where I'm seeing the reminders with all capital letters, I know like, okay, Shauna, like this is serious time. You're going to have to stop what you're doing. You're going to have to go over and do whatever that action item is. So if you're somebody like me, who's kind of like a busybody and got a lot going on and my brain's kind of like all over the place, do whatever you need to do to make that happen for yourself because it's so, so important. And it's such a silly fee that can be so easily avoided, right? The most common late payment fee is actually up to $37, and the typical cash advance fee is $10 or 5% of the advance, whatever is greater. So $10, not that big of a deal, right? 5% of the advance, if that happens to be the greater, could end up being a big deal. And cash advances are sometimes how people get in a lot of trouble with credit cards because, you know, they use the cash advance like they're going to the ATM to pull out money. Well, the difference is when you're pulling money out of the ATM, you're pulling it out of your actual bank account, right? So it's cash that you actually got there. The cash advance out of the credit card is you're pulling money out of thin air
that, you know, you're going to have to pay back just like the credit card. But because the cash advance charges a fee, it's even more expensive for you to use that money versus if you just went out and used your credit card. Just over half of the credit cards levy foreign transaction fees. It's generally, again, a 3% fee of the transaction. Approximately one quarter of the credit cards come with annual fees, and only four cards impose over limit fees. I thought that was really, really interesting. So Matt Schultz from creditcards.com, he's their senior industry analyst, that is the word I'm trying to say. We've actually had Matt on the podcast before, and he has this awesome quote. So the good news is that all these fees can be avoided with smart financial habits, and most common fees are the easiest to dodge. Love that. And he recommends setting up automatic payments, refraining from using credit cards at ATMs, and shredding convenience checks. Yes, I totally agree with you, Matt. You know those checks that come in the mail? They look so like, oh, they look so tempting, don't they? I mean, sometimes it just looks like the best piece of chocolate cake frosted, like just sitting there waiting for you to eat it, right? Especially if you're wanting to buy something or you're wanting to do something. That check just looks so enticing. It's not tied to my bank account. I can write the check. I can suddenly have cash. You know, it looks like this perfect dreamy world. But the problem is on the other side, it actually isn't that dreamy. Now, there are sometimes those checks come and it's like, hey, it's 0% offer to do this, or it's some enticing offer that makes mathematical sense. And then, of course, you know, it's then figuring out like how this fits in with your own goals and your own bank account and all of those sorts of things. So I'm not saying it's always awful or it's always terrible. What I'm saying is that a lot of this time, this comes down to math, right? And remember, I've appointed you the CEO of your finances. I have given you that title. You own that title. You are, I don't care what you are out in the working world, in your house with your finances, you are the CEO. You are in charge of the decisions you make, good or bad, right? That's what a CEO does. They sometimes make not great decisions, but they gotta own it because they're the CEO, right? So you gotta do the same thing for yourself. And being the CEO means you gotta look at something a little bit objectively. So if it's something you want to buy or something you want to do, you have to go through the math of it. And that's always the not fun part because sometimes the math tells us not to do it. Just recently, I came up against something that we really, really, really wanted to do. I mean, deep into like the pit of my core, I wanted to do this. I wanted to spend money on this, but I knew this was probably not the best decision. And what I normally do is I actually ask for signs. Should I be doing this? And I sort of wait and go, okay, if enough of those signs add up that I probably shouldn't be doing this, that's usually a clue. It's like a giant sort of knock over the head that, I shouldn't make that decision. Now, sometimes I don't listen and I still make the decision and I know it is a completely not right decision. And, you know, I'm kind of like, all right, I'm willing to pay the consequences on the other side of things. So, you know, full disclosure, that happens even for me. But when I listen to those signs and I go, okay, this is something I'm not supposed to do, it's just the math doesn't make sense. And that's really, you know, where you step into being the CEO of your money. And I think that's really where the empowering piece can come in, is when you allow yourself that role. And I know it's much easier to, you know, pretend the money is there, or to pretend if you've got the credit card available credit, you can do it and worry about it and pay for it later. And again, sometimes you go into decisions like that knowing full well maybe this isn't the best decision, and that's cool. You know, as long as you have the tools and the right mindset on the backside to take care of that, or to, you know, work within that decision, then hey, you know what? It's cool. Everybody does it. Everybody does it multiple times in their life. So, you know, you just got to own it, right? You got to own whatever decision you make, good or bad, because you made the decision, right? So why the heck does this all matter? Why are fees such a big deal? Well, if you're looking at your bank account and you're saying, hey, there's never any money in here, what's the problem? And that happens with a lot of people. And I think again, we get in the habit of thinking that that only happens with people who don't make a lot of money. And I'm here to totally debunk that myth for you. I'm here to tell you that I have seen people that don't make a lot of money and people that make a lot of money. I mean, enough money that you would probably salivate over. And they're still asking themselves that same question. They're asking themselves, hey, how come I'm never able to save money? Hey, how come there's just not money in this account? And, you know, for some of the people, like if you would look at them on paper, you would look at them, not even paper, I'm going to just say like surface. Like if we're just going like surface value looking at people, you would think that they have it all. You would think like, this is like, when can I step into this life, right?
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited. And it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love.
Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. But behind the scenes, when we look at the math of things, it just doesn't quite add up. So I only say that to you in order to give you some sort of comfort in no matter what situation you're in, no matter how much you make or don't make, I want you to know that you're actually not that different than everybody else. So whatever sort of voice in your head is maybe telling you that you are different, that your situation is completely different and that nobody would understand, I want you to just knock that voice out of your head because it's so untrue, all right? So let's play detective a little bit if that's where you're at. Number one, do you know what you're spending every single penny on? You should, because it matters. It matters greatly, and not because I want you to spend like endless hours, you know, looking at what you're spending your money on, or I don't want you to get stressed out or freaked out or any worse off than you may feel already about your money. But when you know what you're spending your money on, that gives you power. It gives you the opportunity to make some changes, make some positive redirections, and really remedy the situation. So it matters. Number two, do you know the ins and outs of your debts? What are the interest rates? What are the amount owed? What are the fees that might be charged? You should, because it matters. It so matters because these fees are the things that are sucking money out of your bank account, right? It's like I have one of those Dyson vacuums, and if you don't own one of these, you should own one of these. They're really expensive, full disclosure. I got mine. Mine was like a refurbished model, so I didn't pay quite the full price, but it still was like enough to make me want to freak out that I was paying this much money over a freaking vacuum cleaner. But this thing is beautiful. I mean, it sucks up stuff in like crevices that a regular vacuum would literally just laugh at you. Like, I'm not going to bother to suck that up. The Dyson thing just, it goes to work, you know, so much so that like, you know, once I was sucking stuff up under the bed and it ended up sucking up something that I actually really wanted and I couldn't get it back out from the vacuum, you know? So I'm just saying it's a super powerful vacuum. But the point is that these fees can be just like that Dyson vacuum, right? They can literally go into the crevices, suck money out of your bank account, and you don't even know what's going on. You know, you could have some of these fees in your credit cards that are actually costing you a lot more money than they need to be. But because you're not aware of it, because you're not paying attention, you can't stop that fast moving train, right? So until you kind of have the awareness of what the heck is going on and what actually exists, you can't get off the train, right? The train's just going. It's so fast. Same thing with retirement accounts. You know, I've had a lot of people say, well, I don't have fees in my 401k. Yes, you do. I hate to break it to you. Yes, you do. And you know, you need to go on a detective search to find out what those fees are, because you could be paying a lot of fees that you don't need to be paying. You could be in funds that are way overcharging you. There could be a lot of things that are sucking money away. You know, if you're in a fund where you're making, I'm just making this up, but let's just pretend that you're making, I don't know, an 8% return, but you have, you know, a 1.5% charge on that fund. Well, you're not making what you think you're making on that fund. And it definitely matters in down markets, because it's in those down times that the fees, they become an even bigger vacuum cleaner, right? Sucking things away. Okay. And lastly, do you know why your credit score is what it is? You should, because it matters. Why does it matter? Because the universal currency of buying things, of buying cars, of buying houses, of getting loans, all of these things, it comes down to your credit score first and foremost, right? If your credit score is not as robust as you want it to be, find out why. And if your why is because of some of these silly things attached to credit cards, you can easily fix it. You can fix that so fast, it would blow your mind, right? The point is that rather than letting your bank account balance dictate your goals, I want your goals to dictate your bank account balance. I want your goals of the things that you want to do today and the things you want to do in a year and 5 years. I want that to dictate where your money's going, right? Where your bank account is being spent. And, you know, these fees, again, they're so suffocating for your growth. And that suffocation causes you to feel like you're not being able to achieve anything. And it's these little sneaky things, like little by little, they take away your kind of wealth power, your wealth potential. And, you know, I throw that word wealth around. It sometimes makes people like a little uncomfortable. But to me, being wealthy shouldn't be something that you aspire to be. It's something that you're now, right? Your wealth is now. Whatever you're, if you're in a big house, if you're in a small house, if you have a big bank account, if you have a small bank account, whatever that is your wealth. And you need to own it and you need to empower it, right? So in this article, they talked about cards with the most potential fees. And the top card actually has 12 fees associated. And that is the First Premier Bank credit card. I've actually never heard of this credit card. But the second one I have, the Bank AmeriCard Secure Card, has 11 fees. Ah, that just blows my mind. The number fourth credit card with 10 fees is the Hilton Honors card from American Express. Like, these are starting to be some names that we actually recognize. Cards with the fewest fees. Number one only has one fee, is the Pentagon Federal Credit Union Promise Visa. Okay, so a lot of us probably cannot get that card because we're not, you know, we don't have a government job. But some of these other fees, or some of these other cards, I should say, we can have. Like Sam's Club MasterCard only has two fees. The Capital One Spark Cash Select for Business only has two fees. Capital One Secured MasterCard, two fees, right? Spark Classic from Capital One, two fees. I'm starting to get the memo here that Capital One is one of the best credit cards here for low fees. The point is regardless of what card you have, figure out what fees are on your particular credit card. Figure out what fees are going to matter to you. If you travel, what's going to happen if you're late on a particular payment or if you're over your limit? Find out those things and then find credit. If one of those credit cards doesn't match your lifestyle, find a credit card that does. Find a credit card that is going to help you actually advance forward and not pull you back, right? So I was really shocked. I've never really thought about the amount of fees that particular credit cards have. This was kind of like eye-opening to me. And so I went back and looked at my cards, and some of them I was a little bit shocked on. Now, I will tell you that sort of the hidden secret is that a lot of these fees can be waived away. Your annual fee, you can call and get that waived away. I've only had a couple times where I've asked for the annual fee to be waived where it's not been waived, right? Your late payment fee can be totally waived away, and it should. If you're late on a payment, seriously, pick up the phone. Yes, the phone. That's the device I'm looking for. Pick up the phone, call your credit card company, and ask for that to be waived. It's a big deal because it takes away that mark on your credit report and it takes away that stupid fee, right? Balance transfer fees. Now, sometimes those can be waived away. I've had this happen maybe half of the time, but it's at least worth asking. A cash advance fee, over limit fee is another big one. Always, if you find yourself in a pinch, you've gone over the limit, ask for that fee to be waived, right? The point is, whatever fees have come on your credit cards, you gotta be the CEO. You gotta look at those statements every month. You gotta see what the heck is going on. If one of these fees sneaks up on you, give them a call, right? All it takes is being a nice person, asking the question. And a lot of times you can just get these freaking fees removed, right? That's gonna help you. It may seem stupid now. It may seem like 10 bucks here, 20 bucks here, 30 bucks here. But if you think of that over your lifetime, that's a lot of cash that you could actually have working for you. All right, as always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. Hey, if you like this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends. Go over to the link in the show notes, head on over to iTunes, and leave us a review.